T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, back live at the Amerant Bank Arena. Game 2 tonight. Panthers and Lightning. You will hear it here. Josh Appel is with us. Crowder's in New York. I'm in Sunrise. Appel is in Cypress Creek.
Close enough.
Where do you live?
A little bit north of Fort Lauderdale.
Well, what's the city? Fort Lauderdale?
Lauderdale Lakes.
Port St. Lucie?
What's the secret?
Port St. Lucie is not a little bit north of Fort Lauderdale. That's a lot of it north of Fort Lauderdale.
What is the city if someone were to send you a letter?
Lauderdale Lakes.
Lauderdale Lakes. Ooh, and Solana is in Miami in the studio. So Josh Appel is not only the public address announcer for the Miami Marlins at Lone Depot Park, he's also an NFL play-by-play broadcaster for Sports USA. He's South Florida's biggest Florida Panthers fan. He checks a lot of boxes. You check a lot of boxes on a week like this. I want to start, though, with the NFL draft, which is Thursday, because we haven't talked much about it this week, and I can't imagine that we're going to be able to talk too much about it. And here was my theory from yesterday, and answer me if you agree. Are you expecting the Dolphins to do anything cutesy with the 21st pick? Or should we just kind of say, hey, Thursday night they're going to get an offensive lineman, or maybe they'll get a pass rusher, and we can all move on with our lives?
Can I answer if I don't agree with you, or only if I agree?
Well, either way. Either way, Solana's already ready to pull the plug on your appearance before we even went on the air. So keep pushing it.
You want me to explain Will Wido again?
Keep pushing it, and Solana will just – he will pull the plug.
I don't think the Dolphins will be doing anything cutesy. In fact, I think they're going to do the exact opposite of cutesy, and they're going to draft a couple of maulers in the trenches. They need a guard. Love the guy out of Oregon. Not sure what his name is, but I think Powers is in his name, and it's hyphenated. I like that guy. A lot of people say they like him. Mel Kiper has them drafting the edge rusher out of Florida State.
Well, now you're going to get now you're going to get Crowder to disconnect you if you bring up Mel Kiper.
Don't reference Mel Kiper, because he made me get $1 million credit line, because I was going to go in the first round, and I went in the third round, and I owed people $300,000.
So a guy whose name rhymes with Shell Shiper said that the Dolphins are looking into potentially taking the edge rusher out of Florida State. I think they're going to take a guard. I think if that guy from Oregon is there, that's who they take. I know there might have been some talk about interest in the center or the guard from Duke. I think that's the direction they're going to go in. And maybe they'll go tight end or wide receiver in round two. But I think they go trenches round one. You know, you got to either replace Christian Wilkins early, or you got to get another guy on the interior for the offensive line.
And does that show something like – if they go, I'm with you. If they go get an offensive guard, or they go get an offensive lineman, does that show you something about Tua's future, where now it's kind of like what the Kansas City Chiefs did? Once they found their guy, they went and tried to protect him at all costs. Does that show you something about Tua's future if they do draft an offensive lineman early?
Sure. I mean, think about it. They've built around him at the skill positions. So where do you go next? You build around him to try and protect him. You know, it's a lot easier to stomach a guard or a center in the first round when you're set at the other positions. I know he's a friend of yours, Crowder, but like when the Dolphins drafted Mike Pouncey all those years ago and they were still looking for a quarterback and they took a center in the middle of the first round, I'm sure I argued in favor of it at the time because I was a homer teenager who, you know, just loved anything the team did. But looking back on it, it didn't make a lot of sense. He was a good player, but I mean, what did he really do for the franchise as far as like helping elevate them into being a winner? Good player, but he's a center. When you have what the Dolphins have now, franchise quarterback, two very good to elite receivers, and you have a solid group of running backs, you go and you try and protect Tua. And that's the thing that they've been trying to do for years now.
By the way, when Appel mentions, you know, when I used to be a teenager, he sent me a screenshot of his Facebook on this day, 14 years ago. Now, 14 years ago, I'm in my 40s. On this day, 14 years ago, Josh Appel wrote on Facebook, got written up in chemistry. The note read, tweeting in class.
What's your point?
Let's go back in time for a second in the draft. I like to look back at a previous draft and say, did they get it right? And you said franchise quarterback. Fifth pick, 2020. We've had time to watch. Did the Dolphins get it right when they selected Tua? We can't keep kicking this can down the road. You got to make a call.
Yeah, I do. I think the Dolphins made the right call.
Over Herbert?
Yeah. I mean, look, I view it from this lens. I don't like, unless it's advantageous to me, I don't like having a take and then backing away from that take given the events that transpire. From the beginning, we all wanted Tua. The Dolphins is a fan base. I would
That's
say probably
the
like
thing people forget all the time. Is 90%
of the fan base wanted
Tua. What everyone wanted everyone to do.
I was so afraid putting my Dolphins fandom hat on. I was so afraid, and I had friends who were afraid that they were going to pass on Tua and take Herbert. And that was like, oh, here we go again. Like, the sure thing is Tua. Like, I have all these accuracy issues for Justin Herbert in college. He's just a big arm. He didn't do any winning at Oregon. Well, why are we going to take him? Tua. Then we've tanked for Tua. And so I love the revisionist history that people do. Now, speaking of revisionist history, everybody wanted Tua. And maybe Herbert's a little better. But, like, if I'm thinking in my head of how I felt going into that draft of what I thought the Dolphins should do and what I wanted the Dolphins to do, they picked Tua, and here they are now negotiating an extension for him because the last 2 years he's been really good.
And I'm not saying that there's not options or whatever, but if you have to make a choice, did they get it right or did they not get it right? Those are the only two choices. Solana, I'm guessing your answer would be they did not get it right.
He hates Tua.
I don't hate Tua.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't think we can have a definitive answer yet.
Solana got written up in chemistry 14 years ago today, hates Tua. That was the comment
actually,
on the note.
Before it was even cool.
Since you brought it up, I looked up my Facebook memories after you said that, and yeah. It's unbelievable. On this day on Facebook, 14 years ago, 2010, I'm a sophomore in high school, depressed, I hate the Celtics. And then I remember this. The Heat lost game 3 at home in the 2010 series, the last time Boston beat them. In the first round, and they were down 3-0 in the series, and I'm just ripping on people, calling out D-Wade in the Miami Heat.
Why is everyone saying the Heat suck? This is Solana's Facebook post 14 years ago. We lost by a buzzer beater to the Celtics. They recently won a championship only a year ago. Stop talking bleep, because when we're good, when
we're good again.
Oh, when you need an apostrophe in there, Jack.
All right.
When we're good, everyone is a fan again. Stupid-ass bandwagon fans. In fact, that's when Big O decided to hire you. When he read bandwagon fans, he said, this guy is for me. You know what the funny
bandwagon,
thing is?
Bandwagon, two words, by the way.
You have the same take 14 years ago that you do today. The only difference being you get paid handsomely to have that take. Look at you. Look at you. You are making
right.
It happen. That's impressive.
You got beat up in high school.
I may have been punched in the face once or twice as a sophomore in high school. Hawk, I don't think we can have a definitive answer on who's better yet, Tua or Herbert. I think they're kind of
I'm not asking you who's better. I'm asking you, did the Dolphins get it right? You've got, you know, the benefit of seasons to watch now. Did they get it right?
I would say no, because I believe Justin Herbert will be a better quarterback long term than Tua Tagovailoa, and Tua, in the short sample size we have, hasn't produced significantly better outcomes than Justin Herbert. Like, it's the same thing. Whether you want to argue Herbert. Tua or Herbert.
But then you would have ended Herbert up with the same thing.
I'm saying, has Justin Herbert been to an AFC championship game?
No. That's what I'm saying. They're the same thing. Like, I don't think right now you can say the Dolphins made the right decision by drafting Tua. I don't think the Chargers can say the Dolphins made the right decision by drafting Herbert or luckily getting Herbert. I'm just saying long term, I think Herbert will be in the NFL longer than Tua as a starting quarterback. And for that reason, I believe the Dolphins, you can say, made a mistake.
That's a fair point, projecting long term. But I would say, I would ask you this. What do you consider a worse playoff performance? Justin Herbert being the quarterback of a team that blew a 27-0 lead in his only playoff game, or the lackluster performance we saw out of Tua in the cold in Kansas City last year?
Like, or Tua blowing a 14-point lead against the Titans with 3 minutes to go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The same, like the only thing we've seen from Herbert in those games, you know.
That's the thing. And when it's other quarterbacks, and when it's not Tua, Solana, you want to move the bar around to what they've done. And then when Tua leading the league in passing doesn't mean anything because he can't win a playoff game.
I'm not moving the bar around. The bar is set. The bar is set. Win a playoff game. That's the bar.
And you just said, so you've seen enough out of Justin Herbert to say his long term outcome is better than Tua, but him and Tua have done the same thing in the playoffs.
Crowder, you don't think with Justin Herbert's body type that Justin Herbert will play more years as a starting quarterback in the NFL than Tua Tagovailoa? You don't think that's a fair analysis so far of what we've seen?
Tua's built like Megan Thee Stallion now.
I think Herbert's been more injured than Tua.
Yeah. Herbert played through like a pretty bad rib injury or abdominal injury over the last couple of years. Like, he's taking a beating.
Guys,
so taking a lot of hits.
Are you a big Draftnik Appel? Like, is Thursday night going to be difficult for you because you have Panthers game 3, first one in Tampa, and the NFL draft going on? Will that tug at your heartstrings?
No, I'll probably just scroll through Twitter and follow it that way, or I'll get the push notifications of the picks on the ESPN app.
Got it. So you'll be locked into the Panthers.
Yeah, for sure. And like, I just care about who gets picked where. I don't need to sit and watch the 10 minutes of waiting and punditry in between.
Listen to Mel Kiper then.
What about you, Solana? Are you going to be torn on Thursday?
No, I'll watch the Panthers. I'm with Appel. I mean, I'm sitting there. I'm watching a panel of guys who don't really know what they're talking about, the player being picked, other than the information they're being fed about where the guy went to high school and, you know, what type of dressing he likes on his salad. Like, I don't need any of that information. I'll just follow Adam Schefter on Twitter, whoever, Ian Rappaport, and I'll know who got picked where.
Where are you going to be, Crowder? You'll be at the draft in Detroit? Like, what is your plan?
We're going to do the draft.
He doesn't know.
He has no idea.
He has no idea.
Unbelievable, man.
Let me get back to you. Can we circle back, Josh? You got time?
I mean, yeah. You're going to be in Detroit. What? I mean, isn't there a plan?
We have, you know, we've brainstormed.
I hope the Dolphins draft room sounds better prepared than the Pivot draft room.
I couldn't even think of a lie. I don't know what the hell's happening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.